Vicki Farewell discovered the piano as a child attending church services in Orange County, California, where she grew up. She studied classical music for 10 years, but when it came to writing her own material, she went in a very different direction.
What can I say?
Her first album, Sweet Company, established her as a rising singer-songwriter on the indie pop scene. She's out now with her second record, Give a Damn.
'Cause you turn me on from morning into the dawn. You give it to me all night long.
Vicki Farewell, also known as Vicki Nguyen, joins us now from her home in Southern California. Vicki Farewell, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I have to say, when I first heard this album, and especially that song that we just heard, Turn Me On, it made me think about some R&B from the 80s, some Luther Vandross, Don't Want to Be a Fool in Love, you know, maybe some Lionel Richie, like some of those little upbeat tunes. It's a very dreamy, kind of sensuous sound. Am I on track with that? Are these some of your inspirations?
Oh, totally. Soul music in the 90s, 80s, 70s, the last 40 years. I grew up listening to a lot of soul music, and the sound really definitely draws from like what I was listening to on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I think I was trying to like retain that somehow, but then also make it my own. Mm-hmm. And not to like completely take from that era, but how do I bring it to the present and make it my own sound?
Mm-hmm. You fell in love with music in church, which is also the way a lot of soul singers started out. Yeah. What sort of church did your family go to, and how did that lead to a career in music?
I'm Vietnamese American, so I went to a Vietnamese Catholic church. Not quite soul music. It's like traditional Vietnamese music. And what drew me to it was just the live aspect of it, because we had a church pianist who was incredible. And piano is like my main instrument, and it really inspired me to get into music more.
I read recently that you came across one of your old keyboards, like a Yamaha SO8. Mm-hmm. When did you get that? And did you use it in Give a Damn?
Yeah, I used it all over Give a Damn. And if I didn't use it, I used it to write music on heavily. It was my first synthesizer when I was like 16. And the sounds are very reminiscent of like Y2K era. I grew up during that time too, you know? So I'm like, how do I use this? And use these sounds, make it more unique, make it recognizable, but unique.
I wanted to play a bit of Textbook, and I think the Yamaha is on this one too, right?
Yes, it is.
Ask you about the lyrics, because you do go from this refrain of I want to see you again, but by the end of the song you're like, I don't want to see you again. I think that's something that we've all gone through. Tell us a bit about that kind of transition that can happen in one song.
I think I was just being unhinged during this production of the song. Originally I had started it because I was writing like a lot of music for sync.
And, for sync? I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
Oh,
is
music syncing, like a television show or something, yeah.
Or a commercial or something.
Yeah, they typically don't like it when you write something that's kind of negative. But I couldn't help it. I was like, I really want to like shift the narrative halfway through the song. And I sent it to my pub and they're like, the song's great, but the second half is not what we're looking for. So I was like, well, I'm not budging. I think it's funny. You know, I think it's really cool. And then later on, I was like, why don't I just put it on my record?
Yeah, absolutely. hearing your voice, I said it's kind of like a Janet Jackson sound. Because you have like a soft voice that you've developed over time, I'm sure. We'll play a little bit of a song where you're almost whispering. It's called Semi-Auto. That's beautiful. How did you arrive at that style of singing? And is it hard to keep control over your voice at such a low volume?
First of all, I really appreciate you understanding that. Because a lot of people don't understand that, like, we're born with the voice we have. I wasn't born with a big voice. I was born with a small voice. So the biggest challenge for me was to, like, how do I use what I have? And so, yes, to answer your question, it's extremely hard to control your sound, not just to stay in tune, but like to support it, to have like a nice tone, to let it grow and let it falter under your own control. It's extremely hard to do. And it's something that I look up to in Janet and like other people with small voices like that who know how to control their sound. People don't understand that. It's way harder to do.
That's Vicky Farewell, whose second album, Give a Damn, has just come out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.